Y'all know what it is.
We in the bendy.
It's table talk.
And you know this.
Sarah G.
What's good,
what
Raymond?
You got on the topic list for these people today? Because I know you was getting me cussed out last week.
How was getting you cussed out?
I had a listener reach out to me and she was like,
I know.
What's happening? Are you good, King? Are you feeling all right? Is something wrong?
We truly apologize.
I was waiting on my episode this Friday.
That was my bad.
It was my bad, too. I didn't follow up.
I get caught up, you know, sometimes with life.
Yeah, you out here making moves and stuff like that and hitting the gym hard.
I be trying.
Y'all don't know. Sarah over here falling apart. Like, she gonna be the skinny one on the radio in a minute.
Shut up. You crazy.
They gonna be talking about you need to eat a sandwich. Pretty
just trying to get my health right. You feel me?
Hey, I don't blame you. You gotta be tight out here in 2021 with COVID. This shit is killing every other day. Vaccine, no vaccine.
Hey,
what we on, like, move virus right now? Like, this shit is just
like that
insane.
Man say, people is dying that ain't never died before.
Motherfuckers will live 100 years and it's just like,
shit, I'm telling you.
That's the end of it for your ass.
It's a mess.
But Sarah, what we got on the topic list today for
so,
the
of course, our favorite topic is
what's that?
Sex.
Let's talk about sex,
but let's talk about how successful a relationship could be if the sex is horrible. First off, let's start there. Okay,
if the sex is bad, is that a deal breaker? Like, for real?
For me, it's definitely a deal breaker.
I don't see how, because I look at sex as one of those things that, like, we can work at getting better at.
I mean, yes and
hopefully.
No. Yes and no. Because have you ever, like, had a partner that you was just like, this, I don't have to, she just know what to do.
Right.
She know how to please me.
Right.
She know what buttons to push. She know how to suck it.
Right.
She know how to hold it. She know how to stroke it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are people I feel that just got that je ne sais quoi.
This is true.
They got it.
I ain't gonna lie. That is true.
It's just they're natural lovers. They're natural pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to do much with them. Unless you have some kinky out the way fetish that you need fulfilled, there are pretty much people out there that are going to be able to please you. And you ain't got to teach them or say nothing.
Right.
And then, yes, there's, of course, there are people that aren't as experienced, and maybe because of the lack of experience, they're not quite in a position to be the type of pleaser that you need.
Mm.
And then there are some that just don't really give a damn.
Right. And maybe those are the ones that are giving the bad sex, the selfish lover,
I think it's between the selfish lover. Definitely. I think it's between the selfish lover and the ones that may not have experience. Because, you know, as much as people get shaded for having a lot of multiple partners, things like that, a lot of partners in their lifetime.
You think that's a good thing?
I don't think it's such a bad thing.
Because
along the way, you get to be with different people that have different needs.
Right.
That have, you know, that like different things, and you become well-versed or at least versed in that space.
You
start to learn the skills. You start to learn, if you're a man, you start to learn your way around a woman's body.
Right.
You pay attention to certain things because a lot of us, a lot of women, we may not all reach orgasms, but a lot of the same things turn us on. The same way.
I feel for y'all in that orgasm space and
Trust me, it's tough when you can't reach an orgasm.
Listen, it's tough for us too as men, because I can tell you right now, that shit can be tiring trying to please y'all sometimes.
I know.
Trying to get a woman to orgasm and she's still just
for a whole hour.
Come the fuck on already.
Are you coming or not?
Come the fuck on already. Like, you're taking way too long with this shit.
And it's true, but sometimes our bodies don't allow us that luxury.
Hey.
Sometimes, you know, it's just a very mild release. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's explosive. And then sometimes you're just that person, especially with women. There are some women that are super orgasmic.
Okay.
They can come back to back and orgasm and orgasm.
Those are like your squirters and stuff like that who really push their orgasms to the limit.
Right. And then you have people like me that can barely orgasm during penetration. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't. It just is not possible for me. And there are a lot of women that it just doesn't happen for. You can pound it to death. You can. It's just, it doesn't happen that way.
But we know that penetration generally doesn't always, get you to an orgasm.
But I wish I was on the other side. But I ain't even gonna lie.
So you would prefer to have the penetration make sure it takes you there.
I would love to be able to have orgasms.
But what about just a hand game in the head?
That's great.
It can get you there, though?
It can get me there, yes.
Outside of the penetration.
Definitely can get me there. But how long, if you compare the time that somebody is performing oral sex on you versus the time that y'all are actually having intercourse, mm-hmm. that's a different time.
Right.
That's a different time set, right? Right. So people generally will suck dick and eat pussy for like 20, maybe 30 if they really like it.
Yeah, 20 sounds like a lot to me.
Listen, some 10, you might be in the 10th percentile.
Right, right. You gotta got to go. Yeah,
you're going to get a couple of licks with Raymond.
10, 15 minutes at the maximum.
But
right.
But versus how long that you would be having intercourse. Because sometimes people are fucking for like 45 minutes straight.
Right.
So imagine, if I could be in that space where I'm having sex for 45 minutes straight, mm-hmm. and I could have a couple of orgasms, I wouldn't even be worried about the oral.
Hella good. Okay.
Hella good. So when you think about those things and you're in a relationship, now think about it in terms of being in a relationship, being in a marriage, mm-hmm. being in something full-term committed where you're not out here getting your thing on and she's not out here and all y'all doing is each other.
Okay.
And for it to be bad, I could love you, of course.
Right.
But there is going to be a part of me that remains unfulfilled.
Yeah, but Sarah, is there, I don't think you even take the time to commit to somebody that you really know that, okay, we had bad sex on date 3 or whatever.
You know what? I've heard people that was like, but I really like her. Or I really like her. She's not really good. I've heard dudes, mm-hmm. like some of my friends that are like, the sex is trash, mm-hmm. but she really a good woman. Mm-hmm. I know two right now. I'm not going to name them.
Okay.
Although I would love to.
Right.
But I ain't messy like that. I ain't messy like that. But I know two people that are in relationships. One is in a relationship,
uh-huh.
And one is in a marriage.
Okay.
And both of the women, the sex, from what I've been told, is mediocre at best.
Damn.
But they're still with them. They're still with them. I asked the one that's married, and I was like, but why? And he's like, because she's really a fucking good woman. She really hold me down, and she always has. And it's hard to want to let that go because of sex, right?
Listen, it's okay. So maybe that's the point. Don't worry about the sex. Focus on if this motherfucker like you and enjoy you or not. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. I get what you're saying. But again, these two individuals are cheaters.
Right.
So how does that speak about the kind of love that they have for these women? They cheat on these women.
I guess it don't speak to love. It speaks
exactly.
To lust.
So I can love you all day, but as a human being, if there is a part of me that is unfulfilled, that causes me to actually have to go look for that fulfillment mm-hmm. somewhere else, because I feel like that although I love you to death,
right,
it's something you can't do for me.
So you believe if they got quality good sex at home, they wouldn't stray.
I believe that in certain situations, you would have less people straying. I must say that. Because some people just like to get that new.
Have you strayed just because, the sex wasn't
absolutely
hitting it where you want?
Absolutely, I have. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I have. But the guy was the great guy.
Right.
You know, and more than one guy, let me say it like that, more than one guy I've strayed from because the sex was
What would you say is like the defining points of the sex being bad? Is it maybe they not paying the attention to the details that you require?
Not.
Or is it the stroke game is bad?
Terrible.
Is it... You know, is it endurance? Like what factors
one particular
in when
person,
you actually get bad sex?
One particular person, it was... It had a lot... It had to do with the size.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do a lot with the predictability of it all. There was it was just monotonous all the, like, every single time I knew how it was going to begin and I knew how it was going to end. It went in the same order too.
Wow. Okay.
It was like, okay, start this way,
right,
in this way.
Mm-hmm.
It just got boring. There was no spicing it up. There was no
monotony,
you know,
will get you all the time.
Oh man.
Monotony,
I mean, I used to be like, bruh, like you ain't even got to wait till we get into bed.
That's the
fuck
trap.
Me on the couch.
Listen, that's the trap men fall into.
Right.
Because we easily get bored.
Right.
You know, I think when it comes to women.
Right.
You know, I think maybe it happens when, because you know, we always the one pursuing and stuff.
Right.
So it's like kinda once you get it, it's kinda just like, all right, I'm kinda over it because I put in all this other additional work. To some degree.
I definitely get that. And also, when you get comfortable and you've been in a relationship for a long time, you feel like, oh, we're here. Like, I don't really have to do a whole lot because right now we just kind of trying to get our nut and get it out the way.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is there are some people, me, I like to have great sex.
Yeah,
it keeps me wanting it. It keeps me coming back for more.
Ain't nothing like good sex.
It'll make me cook you a meal.
What about if the guy, you know, probably just need like some alcohol or some kind of other stimulant in his system?
But then as a woman, we feel like, okay, then we feel like there's something wrong with me that he can only achieve that kind of sexuality on something. Like, he got the drink or he got the smoke in order to fuck me.
Right.
And nobody wants to feel like that.
I bet
it's like,
would.
You know,
I ain't gonna lie
to feel like
from
that.
A fella's point of view, I kind of like when women get a little saucy and stuff because y'all come out a little
the
bit.
Shell.
Yeah,
right.
Man, it
but
corrupt.
For us, it translates different. Like, if the only time you want to fuck or do something to me or be with me in any kind of sexual manner is when you got some liquid courage, I'm really going to feel like some kind of way. Because that means to me, it translates as you're really not attracted to me sober.
Right.
But when you got some liquor in you, everybody look good.
Right.
So you like, nigga, I fuck you and you and you. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And
okay.
I don't want to feel that way.
Okay.
For men, it's different. Because for men, it's like, oh, when she
turned up,
she turned all the way up.
Because what happens is like, if I'm getting bad sex from her, right? Mm-hmm. When she drinks and she's saucy, she down with, you know, trying to see if she can get it all in her mouth or something
right.
like that. Or,
right.
or you know, she tossing these legs back up. She trying to make them touch the ceiling or something
right.
like that. She's more compliant
and
than
that,
where she might be in her normal reserve self where she got a bunch of rules and regulations or something of that nature.
True. That's the difference between men and women, though.
Do you let go during sex? Because I think that might be the issue. The issue might be that we can get in our head sometimes during sex, and that can cause an issue with getting bad sex.
Here's the thing with me. I've always been in a position where I have to feel comfortable and safe.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a relationship with you, I will be willing to let go.
Right.
But if I feel like I can't trust you in that most vulnerable space, I may not let go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say trust, I mean, I don't want to be judged on my freak meter.
Okay.
And a lot of times that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with a partner that if I asked for something out of the ordinary, he wouldn't say nothing in the middle of it. But afterwards, it would be like, when did you start liking that?
Mm.
oh, I know you like to do this.
Critiquing the sex after the fact.
Kind of, and it wasn't really a critique. It was like, I didn't know you like a finger in your ass. When did you start liking that? Mm-hmm. Oh, like you that nasty? Like, kind of like that.
Almost
it was kind
of
like
a judgment.
Right.
Yeah, nobody got time for the judgment.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Because, like,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, guys.
Oh, Lord. It's a sad song. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely, but, that definitely was sad.
But it was a judgment being passed. And that didn't make me feel secure or safe. Because
nobody's going to feel good when you get say, well, what was that about?
Right.
Right after you thinking you know, just had sex or quality love making with somebody.
Exactly.
Nobody wants that.
Exactly. Because now I don't want to let go no more.
Right.
I don't want to open up. I don't want to be my true self and enjoy my sexual experience with you, because I feel like you're going to question everything that I like.
Right.
So that's always been my thing. I will let go with a partner that I totally feel comfortable with, mm-hmm. and secure and safe with.
So connectivity.
Definitely. And it's a big mental thing. I think that, mm-hmm. sometimes men don't understand, like, with a lot of women, that the sex that you get out of a woman, mm-hmm. it is dictated by the emotional connection. It's not just the physical.
Okay.
A lot of women will give you more if you can fuck them mentally before you fuck them physically.
Y'all heard it over here at Table
Period.
Talk. Period.
If they feel connected to you, if they feel like you're really in tune with them, you will get it. It won't take, like, how guys be like, I want a chick that just to suck my dick just because. Mm-hmm. You can get that.
There's not too many of them out there, is it?
It's a lot of them out there, but you got to know how to tap in as a man.
Right.
Because what it is y'all think, oh, we just supposed to be
show up and
that's
and get
it.
The suck.
No. You have to emotionally and mentally stimulate us to get that freak
right.
in the bedroom, to get that chick that says, I will suck your dick anywhere, anytime, anyplace.
Right.
But if you're not mentally stimulating me or her or whoever, then you're going to get, I don't really do that.
Not right
Maybe
now.
Later. No, you nasty. Yeah. You're going to get all the fucking excuses because Damn. you have not tapped into us in that way. And there are some men that are really good with tapping in.
Right.
Those are the men that get their tires, they windows bust out their car, their tires slashed.
I don't think I got on that level
listen,
yet. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I got on the car busting windows yet.
Listen, it's
well,
some men
you know what?
That,
Sanchez was kind of crazy.
Listen.
I ain't gonna lie. Sanchez would seem like she might be a damn window buster.
Jumping out the bushes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes. You know, that also has a lot to do with, you know, whether the sex, you get the most out your partner.
Right. Because it's not just the acts of
exactly.
the sex, it's also the emotional connection that you draw out of that
connection.
Person.
You know, so when you think about it, sex plays a big role. Sex plays a huge role in any relationship.
Right.
Okay. We rely on sex for many different reasons. You know, whether it's a stress reliever, whether it's just, you know, something we like to do because we like to come. I mean, but it plays a big part. And when you think about when you're in a relationship, how many other stressors mm-hmm. that you have in the relationship when it comes to bills, when it comes to money, when it right. comes to kids, when it comes to just outside things.
And then
you come
sex
home.
On top of that.
Exactly. For it to be bad and you can't find a space of comfort or mm-hmm. a space of release,
right.
God, you know,
nobody
I can
wanna,
love you
yeah,
all day.
Yeah. Because nobody
want to
make it seem like it's a job. Like
right.
people who you see that their relationship come down to them scheduling the sex.
Exactly.
Or hitting you up. Like,
oh, God.
How you feeling tonight? I'm trying to figure out how you feeling
right.
tonight.
Trying to see what kind of action.
Yeah, like... I got to draw this out. You changing the subject, doing texting,
right.
and I'm trying to take it here. It's just
Definitely.
Like, that's sad to some degree because
it is.
Sex is a part of intimacy.
Definitely.
We're not going to separate the two, even though both of them should be separated.
So
right?
which one is more important, though?
To me, I'm down with the intimacy because to me, I think intimacy comes with the level of appreciation and respect that you don't
right.
get during sex.
Definitely.
You know, we could get butt wild in sex. We could start to disrespect each other. We say mad shit, crazy stuff to each other, like,
right.
you know, or we might do something freaky that you don't, you probably be like, I don't know, I'm gonna kiss this nigga in the morning. And be okay. Like, I hope he don't feel
right.
a certain way. Or you peg your dude and you know sex could go out the window.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? However, to me, intimacy, I feel like it always comes with the level of appreciation
right.
and respect.
Right.
And with that, you can build a deeper relationship.
Definitely.
Sex, I think, you know, even me, like, I'm kind of like hit and miss with sex nowadays.
Mm.
Even though I do feel
what
like when
that
I
mean?
Am having sex, I do feel like I'm improving. But that's because I'm taking intentional thought into improving for the next person.
Ooh.
I'm not necessarily, I'm like you're saying, if it's a skill, I'm trying to be like Kobe on the court.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
All-star.
So I understand that at some point in time, to me, I look at it as sex shouldn't be important to some degree because mm-hmm. I feel like it's something you can work at
right.
with the person that you're with. Now, if you continue to just be bad or you continue to just not want to put up any effort, then it is what it is.
Right.
And then maybe I ain't going to want to commit to you.
At all.
But I'm definitely going on intimacy over sex.
I definitely agree with you on that one. I'm definitely intimacy because for me, intimacy will create the type of sex to me
that you
or
really
sexual
want.
Environment that you really want
right.
to have. I think the closer you guys are, the more you're connected,
right.
the more you're in tune, the more you're on the same page, then sex can, even if it, you know, even if it wasn't the best in the beginning, it could really grow into that
mm-hmm.
because I think at that point, we're going to try to please each other.
Right.
I like a little bit of challenge in, mm-hmm. in a partner. I like somebody that's like, let's see who can outdo who. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
But that also comes from an intimate setup in your relationship and a friendship in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because then we can really peel back layers and say, like, I see you, you see me in all my glory, and we can go to the
we
next
can grow
level.
Together. Yeah, I definitely believe that. I feel like, and we spoke about this in the 17 Keys of Intimacy. Y'all
right.
definitely need to go back in this season
and
check
catch
that
it.
Out because the jewels was there.
It was.
The jewels was there. In intimacy, I think, like you said, and we said in that podcast, it's like it opens the doorway for it to be easier for us to have greater sex.
Definitely.
And also to initiate sex a lot more easier
right.
because when we are doing those things that allows us to bond, like planning together or doing certain things together outside of dating, tandem massage, or the simplest things like with people in my life currently, like going to the gym together
right.
and being in there.
Oh, yeah,
it's kind of like when you at work, you kind of like have a level of care or affection towards your coworkers to some degree because you're in the trenches together under the same stress going through the same process. And I think that's the same thing that happens when you look at it from a relationship standpoint. It's just like we in the gym in here together sweating out trying to look fine individually
right.
but we're in here going at it together and that does something different because now we're both at this space where we just interacted on the same level. And now it's kind of like, let's jump in the shower together. And it continually it compiles. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
next thing you know, it's just like, you get charged by this person's energy because
definitely.
We've been in this space together.
Energy is a big thing.
It is.
Ooh.
It is. Like,
some good
it
energy.
Changes everything. I don't care if it's, like I said, whether it's at the gym, whether if you get in the kitchen and cook together,
mm-hmm.
whether you're sitting down on Netflix and really chilling and stuff
all
like
of that.
All of that under the umbrella of intimacy takes you to a space where it's just like, oh, he about to get him some.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know if y'all don't believe it or not, but I just know what I do in my free time.
Right, right.
And
right.
I don't do much.
And
but
that,
I'm always,
and for
I
me,
have a healthy sex life if
right.
I choose to.
Right.
You
and
know?
For me, that's a atmosphere that I always try to foster. That kind of intimacy,
right.
where we are, you know, we do work out together, we do cook together,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have date nights, you know, we have cuddle you know, sessions. I like to do skin to skin time, mm-hmm. which is, you know, us getting in the bed naked, not necessarily mm-hmm. having sex, but just really, you know, touching and hugging and feeling each other's skin, no mm-hmm. clothes.
No clothes.
I like to do
that.
That's, you know,
a vibe.
I can see how that's a vibe. You know, you put on
it's
some
vulnerable
good,
too.
It
because
is.
You're vulnerable. Everybody naked. We under the cheese.
Right. You're
just
naked
don't know.
Literally, but you're naked figuratively.
Right, right.
You know? It's a lot of different little things that I feel like couples, you know, they don't invest the time into doing, mm-hmm. but should.
Definitely.
I love an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think we have to do it, especially now in this day and age, because we have the technology constantly distracting us mm-hmm. from what's real, right? It's so much fake out here. And like, you know, we could fake it as a couple for the gram also.
Right.
Right. But when you're really doing intimacy well, when I'm talking about when you really locked in, I don't see why you wouldn't, one, have a healthy sex life, mm-hmm. two, shouldn't have a great level of communication, even though communication is always a shaky point.
Right.
But three, I just don't see it not building bonds that will last you forever versus when you go out here to some degree where you casually date and stuff like that.
Right.
And you constantly jumping from this person to that person, to that person, to this person.
Right. In terms of our original question, do you think that, okay, so if the sex is bad in a relationship, mm-hmm. you have people, let's talk about people that don't try to make it better.
Okay.
Okay, right? So do you think that that comes from a disconnect in the relationship that they don't, like, you have women that are still out here saying they don't suck no dick or they don't suck no dick?
Right. What's that about?
That's just throw yourself in the garbage. Okay. Throw your whole self in the garbage, first of all. But there are still women out here saying, I don't suck no dick, or they don't like to suck no dick. And it's like, when you think about that, those women, mm-hmm. And because there are a lot of men that love head, yeah. right?
It's a lot
they
of men
it.
That don't want to give eat no pussy either.
That part. But, you know, when you think about that, it's like, why aren't you trying to get right. better at it? Maybe you don't like to suck dick because you don't feel like you're good at it. Mm-hmm. But why aren't you trying to get better
but
at
maybe,
it?
But maybe, Sarah, too, it's also that some people probably don't really like the motherfucker that they with.
And
you don't deserve this head.
So why are you with him?
Hey, I don't know why you with
Lord
this motherfucker.
Jesus.
I don't know why.
Y'all, but, I hope y'all not dating listen, folks that y'all really don't
come
like.
On, we know that people are. We know certain people are
That's
with people
crazy.
Because of convenience or because of or something that they get that they wouldn't otherwise get. Mm. Right? Let's keep it 100. She
okay.
might just be using him for his little paycheck to buy her weave and lashes on the weekend. Let's not act as if people are not out here fucking
That
people
is
over.
True. That is true.
Like, you know, men and women.
That,
like,
that is true.
Like, let's keep
that
it 100.
Because he might need a place to stay.
Yeah, this is true.
That don't mean he want to eat the pussy. He just needs to live.
Right.
Okay.
I just need a roof over my head. And it's
winter
just,
is coming, y'all.
Right. It's cold outside. It's true. It's just the same as if what you said about like women. Maybe she just really not into this guy because he doesn't offer that stimulation that gets her there.
Right.
You know. So.
Right.
But to sit here and say blatantly is something you don't do when we know sex is basically another
right.
form of communication.
True.
And
I feel like if I'm really feeling you. If I'm really
Either
feeling you, I'm going
to... Mm-hmm. Or you don't like me. It's one
right.
or the other.
And that's what I'm saying. If I'm really feeling you, even if I'm not good at it, because I know women that are like, I'm not good at being on top mm-hmm. or riding, or I'm not good at sucking dick.
Right.
But if I'm really feeling you, I'm gonna
You're
learn.
You're going to at least try.
I'm going to try to get better.
Put the effort in.
Right, because I want to please you.
Right. That's all
you
it
know what
takes.
Mean?
At least you down for
the
putting
effort.
In the effort in. Now, if you're doing one night stands out here and you just hooking up with randos and stuff, you can't be out here sucking every dick and eating every pussy now.
Right.
Like, we are not subscribing to that for y'all to do over there at Table Talk. Y'all take that elsewhere. But if you're talking about somebody that you possibly gonna grow with, then yes, you should be taking the effort to get better in every aspect to be with that person. And I think that's what we're not doing. Some people are just coming in as who they are and saying, bitch, accept me. And then you over here like,
Right.
I don't want to just accept you. I want to grow.
Right.
You know, I want to grow, and you should want to grow, and we should want to grow together.
And evolve as people. And that should make our relationship grow too.
You know, but I've always grew up on a philosophy too that women communicate with women more than men. Because when y'all talk to your girls and stuff like that, y'all really be talking about stuff. Y'all can go deep than compared to a guy. Mm-hmm. A guy, you might be like, yeah, your pussy was straight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a woman would be like, girl, that nigga did curve to the left. It curved to the left. And then he kept doing this thing like this and trying to look in the mirror and a part of my hip with her. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have those conversations. Mm-hmm. So with that knowledge is what I'm saying as it pertains to me. I've always, especially then I come off as the slim guy too.
Right.
And you know, you get, that's another 10 points right there. This nigga ain't got the dick. He's so small and he's so slim and stuff like that. That doesn't do nothing but make me work extra hard in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm. And stuff like that. That's why I never been a bragger. I just bring the dick to the table and then I try to do my best. Also because I don't want no bad reputation.
You don't want no bad review.
I be trying to bust up a fucking blood.
You don't want no bad Yelp review?
No. Not at all.
So let me ask you this. Right. In terms of, let's just change gears for a second. Mm-hmm. The first time you have sex with a woman,
right?
Do you always go all the way in? Do you go 100? Do you show out off rip?
I think there's a level, to me, I believe there's a level, especially if it's somebody new, right? It's always going to be a level of nervousness that comes with it mm-hmm. because you are learning somebody new. I don't think women generally probably have that issue because they women, right? They mm-hmm. just have to show up and do their best as well. But I don't think women excess over it like a man does because we men. So from that perspective, to me, it's like, I hope I am showing out and doing my best.
Okay.
I'm hoping that that's what I'm giving you. Do you think, because
here's what I always think about.
I'm trying to get it a second
first
time.
First of all, do you show out? Because what if it's somebody that you don't really see mm-hmm. a future with, right. but you just want to smash? Is it still okay to show out? Because that creates, you know, some kind of attachment, especially with women. Because we all know, when you get dick down.
What y'all call it, that boyfriend dick?
Right,
and stuff
the
like
husband,
that.
Boyfriend dick? Yeah. Relationship dick?
Is. I don't know.
Yeah, that.
Relationship
that, dick. You know what it is.
I don't know what you that know. Is. I just bring whatever dick I can bring to the table.
What? You know what
I mean? and I hope for the best.
Lord, Jesus.
And I kind of just hope for the best because, like I said, I do kind of want to see if I have the option to getting it again, if that's what I want. You know, if I'm just like, if it's just a smashing dash, then right. I'm not really thinking it. But I still want to get my best review, because what if that person be like, hey, that was, hey, hit me up and be like, what's good? I'm gonna be surprised. I'm gonna be like, okay, what's popping?
Right. So I feel like for me, I always try to put my best foot forward.
Right.
From first time, first mm-hmm. shot. I don't know.
But does that mean when you're trying to put your best foot forward, does that mean you go all in with just sucking dick though? Some would say that you just don't suck every dick.
You don't.
Like maybe you reserve that.
But it's really all about the vibe. It's just like this day and age.
That is so
people,
true. What is that
people,
about?
Honestly, this day and age, people are having sex the first time they get together.
Right.
More so. And you know, before it was cliche. It was like, oh, she a hoe if she do it. Now, men are saying, like, we don't care if you fuck us on the first day or the 30th day.
Right.
We either going to rock with you or we not.
Right.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't define you as a woman. So for me, it's all about the real actual vibe that I have with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You could get your dick sucked on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Or I I might be like, yo, let's work our way to
that. Do women believe that if they sleep with us on the first day, we automatically consider y'all to be like hoes and stuff?
Most of us do.
Really?
Most of us do.
Interesting. I don't think we do that.
Most of us do. And the only, I feel like, this is my opinion, mm-hmm. the only women that don't feel like that mm-hmm. are the women that really just don't give two fucks.
Right.
They're comfortable with within their sexuality, right. And if they want to come and sit on your dick the first night,
and you gotta love those women. Round of applause. You gotta love those women, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't think men give a fuck about that. Mm-hmm. If a man is already in pursuit mode and pursuing you, and he desire you, whether he see you in the street or he see you in work, and even if it is just sex and the lust that's mm-hmm. overtaking him and stuff like that. If you give it up, I can mm-hmm. guarantee you to at least 98% that man is not considering you a hoe.
I wouldn't go 98. I would probably go 89.
89%.
And that has changed over time. But back some years ago.
Well, how easy is she giving it up? Did she just jump in the car and we got into it?
Nah. They might have went on a date and by the end of the night, they fucking.
But if you said what you just said about the vibration being true, right. Then how can I look at you in the whole way? If the vibe is right, the vibe is right.
Right, yes. But that doesn't mean mentally, mm-hmm. mentally for a lot of men, that they don't, or some men, let me say some, because the tides are turning, that doesn't mean for some men that they still don't consider you loose booty or a hoe or something else.
See, but
they don't care though, because they got it.
Right.
You understand?
It depend on the pursuit. In that case, to me, mm-hmm. I think it's more complex than you make.
So if she jump in the car and give you some,
right.
You probably might think she a hoe.
Definitely.
But if you date her, and you take her to dinner, and y'all have a great time, and you go to the movies.
And I'm actually getting to know who she is as a person.
And by the end of the night, you end up in her bed.
Right. I'm not tripping on that.
I think a lot more men are getting to that point. I think a lot more men are elevating to that point. But I would say 10, 15 years ago, that was not the case.
Right.
You couldn't just give your ass up on the first day. Mm-hmm. Because niggas will be like, oh, she a shone, she a hoe, she a this, she a that. Right.
But then there's probably also those same men that are looking at you already, like, from a whole standpoint.
Right.
You know, maybe one of the boys on the block, like, oh, yeah, she used to fuck with my dog. She easy. You know what I'm saying? So right. It's like those type of situations I think you have to factor in also. You know, we at the job, they're like, oh, yeah, Keisha, you take that bitch out of E. You know, right. she can fuck, bro.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So when you add those elements, then, yeah. Because I'm already coming at you from a whole standpoint.
Right.
You know, so if you actually give it up, then you're going to just fulfill what I
the
already knew.
Need.
You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's just like when women already know if they're going to let a guy fuck or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you already know he's going to get, it's the same approach. When I'm dating a woman or something like that, and I'm already connected to her emotionally, we have a good conversation, the things that I require to some degree that makes me be like, I'm a rock with her. I don't mm-hmm. if she gives it up at the end of the night at that point, I don't even care no more, because I'm already thinking like, yo, I'm a rock with her.
I agree. And I feel like, you know, a lot of women feel like that too. Like, and that's what makes them comfortable enough to give it to you the first night. They really feeling you, and they really attracted, and they like what they hearing, and all the stuff you've been parlaying all night.
Right.
You know, if you get the coochie, she probably want to continue to fuck with you.
Right.
Because she like what you done gave her so far.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
And the sex is a bonus.
And the sex is a bonus. I feel like me, I'm all about a vibe. Have I slept with people on the first day? Mm-hmm. Yes. Have I waited 30 days? Sure. Have I waited 2 months? Right. Sure. It just depends on that person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's for me, it had been, okay, I could see potential, but we hadn't connected yet mm-hmm. like that on that level. Or I'm trying to see where this is going, trying to see if he bullshitting or he, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then it's just some people that I've met in that first night, and I'm like, yo.
You can get it.
You can get it, and you really dope. Like, I really, I'm feeling your whole personality, your vibe, whatever you got going on.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Have you ever had good sex with somebody that you didn't necessarily have a connection with, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just actually just good, animalistic, possibly sex.
Yes. And I think I smashed him about two more times and I stopped talking to him.
Damn, this motherfucker brutal.
I was like, I don't even like him like that, but the sex was bomb.
Listen, y'all be talking about Raymond is the one. Sarah is the one. I'm telling you right now.
I'm serious. Like, listen, you know, in my younger years, I was a whole savage. I didn't even care. Man. But it was good. It was great sex. It was quality sex. I just didn't like him as a person.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, two more times, get my back broke in and, you know.
Deuces.
And at first he acted like he didn't like me. But when I stopped, you know, calling, he was like blowing up my phone. I'm like, no.
I bet he was.
No.
I bet he was.
And then fast forward, I think I seen him years down the line and he was like, yo, I really was starting to like you. I really wanted to see what was up. I was like, oh, I wouldn't even own that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what kept you from not being on it with him?
Personality. The personality wasn't there.
It's a fact.
Like, yeah, he didn't have much conversation.
Damn.
You know, he couldn't really engage me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like a lot of, yeah.
But
like,
the sexual tension.
But
the
sex
was there.
Yeah, the sex was on point. I was like,
it's
okay.
So crazy how yeah. unique, you know, that connectivity and those
Definitely.
Chemicals or the chemistry or however you want to label it.
Yeah.
Plays a factor.
And then I've also had people that I had a dope connection with and the sex sucked.
Right.
And it was like, why, man?
Because you can't
have
it all. I'm
going to give you another chance.
And I'm telling you what. So that goes back to saying, well, you can't have it all then. And if you can't have it all then, is it okay for you to have
one? Raymond, I need
it. Is it okay for you to have two then?
I want the total package.
Is it okay for you to have two men to get the total package? If it takes two to get the total package, is it okay? Listen, you don't buy no motherfucking Twix for one stick.
I know, right? You sure don't.
Come on now.
Don't open half the pack. Like, I need the whole thing.
You know, if it's a one single candy bar, you know that shit better be packed full of a lot. That shit better be like, if you get a Snickers, it better be packed full of nuts.
Nuts, period. No, but, you know, it's crazy like that, though. It sometimes it just works out that way. Having two men, you know, there have been times, like I said this before, sometimes I've been in situations where I'm like, these two guys are the perfect man for me.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically speaking, you know, unless I'm going to live a poly lifestyle,
right?
That's not something I'm going to have. So
nobody
I got to be
a poly lifestyle.
Listen, I don't want to live a poly lifestyle. That's a lot of fucking work.
I bet it is.
That's a lot of work.
I bet it is.
And especially this at this point in my life, in my 40s,
mm-hmm.
I ain't got the type of patience to deal with two different motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, no.
But if you only go in the buddy house to get bit down, you ain't putting up much effort for him.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times we have to understand that poly is I'm building with both people or mm-hmm. more than one person. It's not just sex.
Okay.
And that's where, you know, people get they get that stigma as like, oh, they just a bunch of nasty freaks. No. Mm-hmm. Poly lifestyle is like, I'm building a relationship with you and I'm building a relationship with him. And when you're building a relationship, that is not just sex. That is an emotional attachment. That is mental. That is everything. So I don't have it to give to two people.
Mm.
I just don't, not at this point. I'm just trying to find, right now I'm super selective. I'm just trying to find the one person that got the most. Okay. That I can get maybe the 80 or 90 from.
Right.
You feel me?
I said
90.
I feel you on that.
You know, I have high hopes.
Listen, it ain't nothing wrong with having high hopes. You should.
Damn, we all should.
You better bring more to the table than what you've been bringing to the table. So,
definitely.
Yeah,
so,
you know, can't nobody hold you against that. But you got to understand that 90% comes with work. Once you find that little 20% flaw that he got to work on, it comes with work.
It does.
And stuff of that nature. But I guess, so does sex matter?
I think sex matters a great deal. I think sex
But would
is...
you leave your actual husband? Like, if your husband, what if he starts getting bad in bed because he moved up in business and he's stressed out and he just ain't focused on it no more? He just doesn't bring it to the table for you no more. Or maybe boredom sets in. What should we do when even boredom sets in because you done been with somebody for 10 plus
then
stuff like that and I kind of know everything.
Then we need to start opening up the conversations to what can we do to make it to keep it spicy or get it back to what it was or what else, because over the years people change. Mm-hmm. the things that you require sexually or you like or you know don't like, those things change, right? So that means that if we're going to be together for a long time, then we need to have open, honest, transparent communication mm-hmm. about the what we require sexually to give us the fulfillment that we need.
Right.
And we can't just let it die off. Like, it can't just be like, all right, fuck it. We've been fucking for 10 years. We, you know, that's it. Oh, well. No, I think that, you know, in a relationship, especially if you're going to go long term, mm-hmm. y'all better be talking as best friends.
Right.
Because y'all need to know everything, because every day that relationship is going to be work. It's going to take work.
It's going to be challenging.
It is.
And that's that to me when I think, yet again, and we're going to say it again before we wrap it up for y'all, mm-hmm. the 17 keys of intimacy. 18, 19, 20, 6, 7, 5, 4, 3, however many you need.
Right.
The key word is intimacy. If you apply that within the structure of your relationship, I think that always does something to keep it. It's going to give you a find the spice within that somewhere.
I definitely agree.
You know, especially if the communication is a good part quality that you guys have situated in that. Because what happens with the communication is, because I can bring it to the table to my spouse or whatever mm-hmm. to talk about it and be like, yo, it's kind of, you know, this bedroom life getting a little dry.
Yeah.
Like,
but you also have to find that person that is mature enough to have those conversations.
Right. Maturity plays a big part.
It does.
We could do a whole episode on maturity because people think they grown out here and they
ain't. But they not. Yeah.
At all.
And sometimes that can translate as into, oh, you think I'm not good at sex.
Right.
And sometimes it's like, it's not that you're not good, but what else? Because we've been together 15 years and we've been doing the same thing over and over.
Right.
We need something else that's going to like make us say, oh, stimulate us. Mm-hmm. Damn, babe, I kind of like that. Like, that's something new.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's add another person, maybe. You know, whether it's, you know, I don't know.
Go enjoy some like live porn together. You know they had like them hotels, like I'm going to Vegas and stuff. So, you know, they probably had like them spaces you go and watch people have sex. And maybe that sparks something between y'all.
Become a voyeur.
Or maybe you play dress up games or play role
role play
and you know meet me at a club or something try to pick me up at a bar and see you know let me
pull up on me
let me put on another wig or some shit like that
definitely you know
you know let me put
but
on
I,
some
I really feel like sex and intimacy first of all intimacy sex and intimacy go hand in hand but sex is also important but. And so is the intimacy. But I think that, like you said, if we can incorporate those things that make your intimacy strong, mm-hmm. that sex, it'll translate into your sex life.
And it I don't necessarily know if it's going to even be great sex life, but I know you will have a healthy sex life.
Well, oh, definitely.
What I mean is that the transition from intimacy and being and building those bonds and being spending quality time with each other and actually enjoying each other's company mm-hmm. generally will lead you to some casual sex.
To some
sex. I ain't saying that it's going to be great. I'm saying that at least you're going to get to that, to the,
at the
having a healthy sex life.
Definitely.
So you're not on the other side of the spectrum where you just like trying to call your wife and trying to gauge and see how she feeling.
Right.
I ain't mean, nobody want that. Like, I can tell you right now that a lot of men die in that space.
Ooh, come on.
Maybe not
that.
Women, because to me, I think women look at it only from a control aspect because they're women. They're like, well, I can control this punani.
Right.
He's going to behave to some degree.
Right.
You know, and that'll make him work how he's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You know, and we get it. Y'all do use that as a form of a weapon sometimes.
A lot of women do.
A lot of women do. But we get it. However, for the men, it's kind of like, I'm dying over here because I'm also still surrounded by other space and opportunity, possibly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want me just withering on the vine and shit.
Right.
Like, when I'm still actually, and I might actually be really rocking with you and fucking with you mm-hmm. and faithful to you. Like, so we got another thing is, like, we got to go back to, like you say, maturity and, like, start with a game plan.
Right.
Build your intimacy. If you really fucking rocking with somebody, build the fucking intimacy.
Right.
And, like, see what that really do for you. Because right. I'm telling you, that shit.
And if you're getting to a point, and this is for women, if you get into a point where you have to start withholding sex,
mm-hmm.
then there needs to be a conversation.
That's a bad sign?
That's a bad sign. Because clearly, she's not getting her needs met somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that all the time.
Right.
We do that a lot. Women, we do.
Okay.
When we start withholding sex, it's because something is, there's a disconnect somewhere.
Right.
And because we know that you guys, y'all are hinged to that, you value it, then that's the first thing we start doing. Oh, no, nope, no sex tonight. I got a headache. Nope, I ain't feeling good.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've told the motherfucker my period was on.
Right.
My period be on all year.
Nigga,
I don't care.
That nigga would have got
like,
a calendar.
Like, because I really, right. Because I was just like, mm-mm, I don't even want to be bothered.
You've been telling me this shit
period.
For 40 days. I
like,
could have sworn.
This bitch have her period the whole year.
It's supposed to only be 28 days. Every 20, then you got this nigga doing research on the menstrual cycle.
Listen, I will tell somebody quick. Like, at my period on. Just leave me alone.
Stop that shit.
Yeah, because, like, and it's been a lot of times where I was in a relationship and I just wasn't happy.
Right.
I wasn't happy. A lot of my needs weren't getting met, and it was a lot of my emotional needs, my mm-hmm. mental stuff
right.
that wasn't getting met, but you want to come lay up and stick your dick in my ass.
Right.
No, I'm good.
Right.
No.
I can't speak for all men, but I would
tighten
say.
Tighten up. Men,
tighten up.
You got to check in with your
women. Got to tighten up too now. Though.
I agree.
Because if your man has like a physical touch desire, or if that's his love language and stuff like that, or if that's how he want to be shown that he's appreciated,
mm-hmm.
some of y'all let him dry over there. Like
yeah.
you got to tighten up too. Like that man, you know that man been paying his bills. You know he been coming in
he
here
been doing what he
got to
do.
You know he been in this house. He ain't out here running around with no little hoes tricking
true,
and stuff
true.
Like that. Make sure that man don't go, you know, his damn testicles don't dry up. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, boy.
It's Table Talk, bitch.
And we out this bitch.